We go from Cal to a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, Walter Payton Man of the Year, member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2017, an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Kurt13Warner, and you can see Kurt on NFL Network's coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine tonight at 4 p.m. Eastern with the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. Kurt, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Romy. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good, Kurt. Doing great. So the combine workouts, as I mentioned, for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends do start tonight. Before we talk about tonight, Kurt, for those who do not remember, you were not invited to the combine when you were coming out. Things worked out pretty well, except at that time, you were not invited. What was that experience like for you?
It was kind of a bummer for me that I, was a guy that was told that my grades, so what they do is they watch all these films. They have regional scouting guys that watch all the film, and that I was graded high enough to be in the combine mix, which I was hoping for because I'd only played 1 year in college. But they chose to go a different route and go with some other guys because I was from a small school. Not a lot of people knew me, so I was passed over for the opportunity to be at the combine. And it was a bummer for a guy like me because I just wanted to get in front of people and show people that I could play, show people that I could compare myself athletically and physically to some of these other guys. And you know, at that time at the University of Northern Iowa, we didn't really have a pro day specific to our school at that time either, being a small school, not a lot of guys that were, you know, going to make it in the pros. So it was really hard for a guy like me at that point in time because there wasn't a lot of options for me to be able to get in front of all these guys and show what I could do.
All right, so you make the most of that, and now guys will have that opportunity, Kurt, this evening, and especially in prime time. So, for instance, when you look at the career you've had, you know what it takes. What kind of things are you personally looking for in a young quarterback coming out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, are you talking about specifically tonight first, Jim?
Generally speaking, as NFL
okay.
people
Just
looking at quarterback
speaking,
prospects.
It all starts with, you know, what they're seeing, decision-making, because I believe the mental part of the game is always the most important part. That, you can see a lot of different levels of physical ability, arm talent, we like to say, at the NFL level with guys that are successful. So that, to me, is not the most important thing. It's how do you utilize your mind? What do you see? Are you able to go through progressions? Are you able to anticipate? All of those things are what I look at first. I want to see a guy that understands what he's seeing in the defense and what he's supposed to do within an offensive play to get the ball out on time and allow the real playmakers, those wide receivers and tight ends, to make the plays for them. And so that's the first thing I look at. Second thing I look at is the technique aspect of things. I think technique is so important. Now, we've got certain guys like a Patrick Mahomes or an Aaron Rodgers that, you know, their technique can be a little bit off, but they're so talented that they can overcome that or they can get away with that. Most of us aren't that talented physically, and so it comes down to what type of technique do you have? Is your technique something that can carry you to the next level, that can cause you to be consistently accurate, that can work when the world around you starts to fall apart and you may not be able to outrun guys and buy time? Do you have the right technique where those things start to close in on you, you can still be successful at the next level? And so those are the two pieces more than anything that I look at. I look at the mental side and decision-making and reading and being able to get the ball out on time. And then where is your technique right now? Because technique, although it can be taught, it takes a lot of time to change technique. So if you have bad technique, it's really tough when you get to this level to focus in on it and get better and better and better throughout the course of a season or even in an off season because it's so short now. That's something that I think is very, very important, especially for guys that are a little more limited athletically.
He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You can see Kurt Warner on NFL Network's coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine tonight at 4 p.m. Eastern. Kurt, what do you think when you watch Joe Burrow play?
I really like what I see with Joe. I think the one knock or the one, and again, I don't even like to say knock because being a guy that didn't have a huge arm, a lot of people might say, well, he doesn't have the strongest arm, but I look at the other things that he does, his ability to process information and get the ball out quickly is something that I love. For a bigger guy, he's got a nice compact throw, so there's not a lot of extra movement in his throw, which normally leads to accuracy, which is what we saw this year. His ability to make plays when things weren't perfect. And again, he's not a Lamar Jackson. He's not necessarily a Patrick Mahomes, but he does have the ability to extend plays, move in the pocket, keep his eyes down the field, throw on the run. And so those are all things that I really, really like about him. I'm looking forward to, when I get a chance to see him throw in person. But those are the things that I really like. I want to see his arm strength and, because, again, a lot of people throw that term around. It doesn't have a very strong arm. I'm a firm believer that everybody that's here at the Combine, everybody that's going to be drafted, has a strong enough arm, in terms of making all the throws. Now it's, do you have the ability to anticipate and see things so you don't have to ever throw the ball 70 yards, even though some guys might do that tonight. On a regular game, you're never throwing the ball 70 yards unless you're late on a throw.
Kurt, I got about a minute. I want to ask you really quickly, in terms of the transition, what's it take from a mental and psychological standpoint to go from leading a team of college players to leading a team of grown men?
Well, I think first it starts with that mental stuff that we're talking about. The speed of the game is just greater. And so you can have all this knowledge on a board and in a room of what you're supposed to do, but can you do it in that 3 or 4 seconds? I've seen a lot of guys that are really smart in a room that have struggled to transfer that information as quickly as it needs to be done in the NFL. And so that's where it starts. And then the second part, as you said, this is everybody's job. This is what they do. This is their livelihood. And so there is a different aspect to going out there every single day and showing guys that you can lead them. When things don't go well on a field, how you're going to respond to that. But again, why it's such an inexact science, Jim, is because all that stuff sounds great, but we never really know what a guy's going to be until he gets in between the lines or he gets in that huddle with those grown men and we see how he reacts.
Such good stuff. He is a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, an NFL Network analyst, and once again, NFL Network is all over the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine. Tonight, 4 p.m. Eastern, you've got the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. Great job, Kurt. Great to have you back on. Thank you so much for doing it.
You bet. We'll do it again soon.
Kurt Warner, my guest. Hope so. Always good to talk to him. Man, what a great first hour that was.